So what I'd like you to do is just pay attention to the image on the screen. It's the image of the chalice this time. And just look at it. And if you're ready, just close your eyes and imagine the chalice. Imagine yourself holding it, touching it, looking at it, its silveriness, silver exterior, its golden interior, its weight. Really letting yourself become one with the chalice. Feeling its weight, its heft, its particularity, its shape, its coolness, which warms as you hold it, its silveriness and its goldness, its inside and its outside, its bowl, its stem, its base, being one with the chalice. Letting yourself get the feeling of the chalice. Notice the thoughts that emerge in your mind as you contemplate the chalice, this particular chalice. And as you get the particularity of this chalice, let us step into the sense of the chalice, chalice as chalice, chalices, elaborate chalices, plain chalices, chalices through time. And then taking a further step and at arriving at the feeling of chalice, the sense of chalice that can manifest in many different forms. Then taking a further step into the conditions that allow for the arising of chalices. The working of metal, the appearance of metal in the universe, the appearance of gold and silver, the particular set of universal laws that enable a chalice to come into being. Taking a further step, sensing the will that enables the desire that chalices should exist. feeling that will, letting that will connect you to your own deeper sense of will, to your own deeper sense of being the universal human being, being the being who is the body of light, who embodies power, love, and wisdom. Being the particular human being who contemplates the chalice, being the universal human being who contemplates chaliceness and the will to create and enable chalices to exist. Contemplating the deep root of the chalice, the container of divinity, the sacred vessel, as the human being, being the enabler of the expression of the sacred chalice that contains the divine. Feeling that impulse, feeling that will expressing itself through your form as the human being who mediates the worlds. Around that seed of will, feeling the particular universal expressions of laws that enable gold and silver and chalice making to exist. Feeling the balance point of will and pattern and shaping as we enter into Tiferet. And as we step forward from that balance point, finding the sense of the living chalice within us, taking shape, taking image, acquiring feeling, tone, pattern, and visual image. Stepping forward then into the expression of that chalice in your room, in your space. Being the human being holding the living image of the chalice. Feeling yourself sitting in your chair, embodying the living chalice. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking at the image on the screen of the computer. Connecting the universal and the particular. Just now. Letting the chaliceness flow through this shape, through this form, into your world, into all your places of connection. Mm-hmm.